Hello, this is Paula Hatford reporting on 4-H Extension and other community news. Cedarcroft Halloween Manor, located at 300 West Market Street in McLeansboro, is now open 7 till 9 p.m. on evenings if the light is on. Feel free to walk through if you dare. We have been called the Halloween House, the Haunted House, the Skeleton House, the Scary House, and much, much more. We love creating unique Halloween experiences for all ages. They did sustain a lot of damage over the weekend from the wind, but as soon as the lights are on again in the evening, you can walk through. The Hamilton County Home and Community Education will offer monthly homesteading lessons. The October lesson was how to make hot pepper jelly and cowboy candy and pickled okra. This was a great workshop and participants learned a lot. The next one will be on November 19th from 9 until 1 in the courthouse basement, and participants will learn how to make assorted homemade Christmas candy. There is no cost to attend, but pre-registration is required by calling 643-3416 to sign up. And then in December, there will be another one with making sourdough bread. So there's a great opportunities for people to come in community and learn about homesteading. The annual 4-H Achievement Night will be held on Monday, October 27th at 6 p.m. in the Hamilton County Courthouse basement. This year's theme is 4-H is off to the races. Grab your best dress and colorful hat or jacket and plan to join us for an evening of fun as leaders, members, and clover buds are recognized. Several awards and recognition will be given to deserving individuals. Please bring a finger-type food to share. The annual slideshow should prove to be entertaining for all as we review the past year, and maybe you'll get lucky and pick the winning horse. This will be a fun evening for all. The Hamilton County Chamber of Commerce is busy making plans for the annual dinner. The Hamilton County annual dinner will be held November 15th at Piopolis Basement in Piopolis at St. John's Catholic Church. We will kick off the evening with social hour beginning at 5:30. The hour will give you a little time to catch up, network, and check out some new things the chamber has to offer. Drinks and hors d'oeuvres will be provided. During this time, you'll be able to explore some of the great silent auction items donated by chamber members. Additionally, this year, the dinner will be a horse racing theme, so make it fun and come out and plan to participate. Each active chamber business will receive 2 complimentary tickets. Additional tickets for Chamber of Commerce annual dinner are $20 for chamber members and guests. Tickets can also be purchased at the door for $25. If you would like to donate a silent auction item at valued at $50 or more, you will receive 2 additional free tickets. We have a limited number of these free tickets, so contact Paula Hatfield at 643-3416 for more information. As members receive their letters and invites about this meeting, it's also time to nominate the Business of the Year, the Tad Satterfield Award, the Civic Group of the Year, and anybody you would like to nominate for the vacant board positions. So there's lots to do with Hamilton County Chamber of Commerce in the coming weeks, so please pay attention and see how you can get involved. Hamilton County 4-H started the Lego workshop a couple of weeks ago, and it's been going great. To date, we have 13 members that meet every Monday for about an hour and create a new Lego challenge. Some of these members are also planning to participate in the statewide Lego challenge is coming up at the end of the month. Plans are underway for the Christmas parade as Rotary will take the lead on all the Christmas activities on the first weekend in December. The evening will kick off with Rotary-sponsored Christmas trivia at the Elks on Friday night, December 5th, and that will be followed by the vendor fair, breakfast with Santa, gifts, the open house at the library. The vendor fair will offer lots of opportunities to do some shopping, and then kids can shop from 3:30 to 5 in the courthouse rotunda for gifts for their parents, and that will be free for those kids. And then the parade will kick off, and the parade theme this year is A Night at the Movies. And then following that, there will be games for all of youth in the basement, sponsored by 4-H and hot chocolate by HCE, and a chance to visit with Santa. So lots of things coming up. Be watching and listening for updates. And this is Paula Hatzo reporting on 4-H Extension and other community news.